marijuana in Oregon to peel back some of the curtain of kind of like how that occurred. We actually started working on a legalization measure before Oregon voted in 2012. The polling for Measure 80 was not looking good. And so a group of activists, we started meeting then to think about what we could do for 2014, just because we weren't quite there yet here in Oregon. And so you pull together patient community, growers, processors, retailers, lawyers, consultants, politicians, other professionals, national funders. Everybody has an opinion of where the law needs to go and what you need. And I'm somewhat kind of in the middle of that, trying to keep as many people happy as possible to move forward with a law that's good for us, good for the country, but protects the most vulnerable among us, including medical marijuana patients. And so I am really proud of a measure that got 56% of the vote, that kept the medical marijuana program intact and allows for home cultivation, does not have a per se DUI provision. And as we now we've made the ballot, those different groups, patient community, growers, processors, retailers, politicians, lawyers, national funders, they very well may have different opinions as where the law can go. But I think that the sweet spot of compromise is always there, and that we can just continue moving forward and keep in our minds the big picture, taking into account all of the stakeholders, including those who didn't vote for Measure 91, even those that oppose us, to continue to be good neighbors in the more conservative areas that don't really favor marijuana, to avoid voter backlash. And over time, we're gonna see that the discrimination, stigma, and really bigotry that is waged against the cannabis community, all of that will start to fade away month by month, year by year, as time goes along. And so to get into some specifics of what we're going to see for Measure 91 and legalization, and really for you guys to contact your state legislators and contact the Measure 91 committee, and I'll put up a blog at marijuanapolitics.com. Shameless plug there, so everybody can see the email addresses. Just send an email to all of them, let them know where you stand, but I'll go through some of the kind of major issues that the OLCC is going to be addressing and the Measure 91 committee is going to be addressing. First up is local taxation and the ability to opt out by local communities. The League of Oregon Cities, the Association of Oregon Counties, they're working hard to allow unlimited taxation by cities and counties, and also to allow just a simple majority vote of four or five people on a city council or county commission to be able to opt out. And so it's important to let legislators know that Measure 91 was very clear on not allowing local taxation, and the opt-out provision is there for a reason, to encourage communities to keep in the system so that we can have a regulated system that's uniform across the state, that's treat marijuana like beer and wine, and on the Measure 91 side, and let's not have taxes that are only going to hurt communities and really hurt business and really go against the priorities of really everyone, including the federal government, that wants to have as regulated system as possible. The OLCC recommended that marijuana be added to the racketeering laws, because alcohol is on the racketeering laws on the books, kind of a byproduct of the Al Capone days coming out of alcohol prohibition. I would say there's no reason to make it easier to put people in jail for marijuana. So let's let legislators know you don't want to have any more criminal penalties for marijuana. It's time to move marijuana to civil infractions and for anybody out of compliance, and eventually get the complete legalization. And that's what 56% of voters wanted. They didn't want more criminal penalties. So let's no more criminal penalties on marijuana. Thank you. I think the OLCC wants guidance. They want the ability to ban certain businesses from being co-located in the same area. And I think Measure 91 was clear that we wanted places to be vertically integrated. So we want to be like, we want to follow the footsteps of the microbrewery and local winery model. So let's make sure that producers and processors and retailers, so long as there's not a safety concern, let's let them be at the same location so that the cannabis industry can follow in the footsteps of the micro brewery industry, and let's have an Oregon micro growery industry that we licensed lounges need to be allowed.
Yes.
OLCC really doesn't have a position on this. They're waiting on guidance from the legislature. So let's let the legislature know that the cannabis community needs a place to go to utilize marijuana where only adults can congregate. It keeps people from smoking from out of public view, and it keeps it doesn't push, you know, newbie tourists to eat edibles and have a Maureen Dowd episode in Oregon that we that no one wants. So let's say we can safely do lounges and move forward like the adults we should be treated. Additionally, dispensaries and licensed businesses should be grandfathered in from being 1,000 feet of a school. If you're up and operating, you put in your life savings. There's no reason that you need to be a criminal immediately and be forced to move when the school moves within 1,000 feet of you. So let's grandfather in the license establishments. And the Measure 91, one of the things I think we did really well is that we did include a good definition for immature plant. So an immature plant is just a plant that's non-flowering, doesn't have visible flowers or buds. In the medical act, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, once it's 12 inches, it becomes a mature plant. And so the OLCC wants to have consistency in that. So let's write the legislators and let them know the consistency should be the medical side needs to change, and seedlings and immature plants just need to be flowering versus non-flowering, and move it to 91 side. So I think if somebody can get on 91, let's correct that on the medical side as well.
Yeah.
A long time coming for a lot of growers, so let's get it done. And then, regardless of where you stand on out-of-state like residency requirements, I think it's really important that Oregonians, anyone operating marijuana businesses, that you have the ability to get investment from out-of-state. You know, there with the federal law the way it is, the not able to get any like small business loans. If you're a mom-and-pop shop that's been working with a dispensary on the medical marijuana side, you kind of want to expand, you want to follow the footsteps of McMinimums and expand. And, you know, there's no small business loan for you to get, but you may have an investor that you know or a rich relative that you know in California, Colorado, or some other place, and you need to be able to get that investment. So I think regardless of where you stand on residency requirements, let's make sure that you can get the investment that you need to operate a business and scale up as necessary. And lastly, I think that there's a way to move forward that the medical industry can keep under the authority of the Oregon Health Authority, keep providing for patients, but at the same time, dispensaries can serve both sides of the medical and the Measure 91 side as well. There's no reason to not allow that. It's working in Colorado, and let's match that here as well. And lastly is when you're talking to legislators, when you're talking to friends and family, you know, just share your experiences and just share the truth about marijuana. There's no reason to, you know, exaggerate the claims. You need to be honest about the benefits it has. We need to be honest about the consequences it can have for some people, and especially, you know, young people who aren't patients and their brains are still developing. So we need to be just open and honest about everything about cannabis. Keep telling the truth about cannabis, person to person, legislator to legislator, county by county, you know, state by state, and eventually the truth shall set us all free. So thank you very much.